Okay. Another Mukhtari. Let's break this down a little bit, looking at the double standard issue here. And I'm going to quote an analysis that was brought in terms of the PJAK and PKK. The only reason the PKK are considered terrorists is that they're attacking inside Turkey, a member of NATO, and an important logistical route for the U.S. military. But because PJAK attacks Iran, they're therefore not considered terrorists. If you can explain that for us.
Well, there isn't that much to explain, really. Germany and a lot of European countries make a laugh all the way to the bank in Iran with energy deals. But when it comes to the political aspects and concerns of the Iranian people, they didn't seem to want to do an awful lot about it. Now, I'd just like to tell you a little bit about the philosophy behind this group. If we were to apply their logic to Iran, we'd be laying claim to something from the Chinese border all the way to North Africa, purely on the basis that Iranians at some point in history have lived there. Kurdistan is a landlocked place. The ancestors, the Medians, made a deal with the Persians to get access to the warm waters of the Persian Gulf. In other times in history, they made deals with the Turks, in other times with the Arabs, purely so they could function as a national entity. And they've come up with this map, which has a tip on the Persian Gulf. It has a tip on the Mediterranean, right the way through Syria and Turkey. And they're claiming all this territory purely because there are some Turkish nationals might have lived there throughout history. This is just unacceptable, and their agenda is unacceptable. And the sooner Europe gets to grips with the nature of, really, it's a ridiculous claim to lay to the area. It is not that we want to discount Kurdish autonomy, or we want to say that you know, they don't want to have their own national entity. But I mean, let's face it, they have to ally with someone in order to get their hands on international waters to be able to trade properly. So, and that has been the case throughout history. What, they intend to take over all of Turkey, Syria, and Iran just so they can have access to two seas? It's unacceptable.
Well, when you say they have to ally themselves, this is where the question comes in. Because when an incident like this happens, Nader Mukhtari, you know, many were wondering, will wonder, how serious the United States, its allies, or Europe for that matter, is in their pursuit of rooting out a terrorist. Because politicizing the whole terrorism and fight against it would have dangerous consequences. Can you tell us those consequences and ramifications?
Rooting out terrorists. I can you go with the question again? The end? I didn't get the end.
Well, basically, if these groups, such as PJAK or PKK, and most recently, the Jundala group, its ringleader Abdulmalik Righi, was arrested. Of course, there's been U.S. support and financing behind these groups. There's a double standard that exists here, and them financing these types of groups. Tell us about the ramifications or consequences of these types of support.
Well, the U.S. has done this U.S. and Europe and Britain over the last six decades. And in the chaos, they go through a process of smash and grab where they can. This isn't about double standards. It's about imposition of a rule on a country whose fortunes are rising because it's in pursuit of its own national interests, like Iran. This isn't about expecting the U.S. or Europe or anyone else to come here and hand out judgment. We have to learn a lesson from history. And the only people who are able to hand out justice to Iranians for what they believe in are Iranians themselves. I don't expect the European bloc or America to all of a sudden turn around after 300 years of slavery, cruelty, and theft and become benevolent powers, because they can't do that. The foreign policy is not based around benevolence. It's based around smash and grab, especially in our part of the world.
Okay. Let's ask the same thing from Bill Jones. Bill Jones, when it comes to support of terrorist groups, most recently there was an arrest that was made of the Jundala ringleader, and there has been reports of PJAK being somewhat linked with the United States. What are the consequences of this for countries such as the United States, or even for Europe, for that matter, who harbors terrorists? That's not new news. Europe has harbored terrorists. There's many reports that indicate that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there, and I think if you want to look at the support that terrorism gets, I would look towards London. Of course, it's a general concept now, Londonistan, where a lot of the terrorist groups are able to operate relatively freely. Some people think that's because of the so-called liberal standards of the British legal system. My suspicion is that there's a significant intelligence involvement dating back to the beginning of the 1800s when Great Britain became involved in places like the Middle East, and in which such entities were promoted or at least kept under wraps to be utilized in any kind of a situation for destabilization. This has a long history, and I think this is something that is not so widely known, although there have been a lot of scandals about it. In terms of the United States, there's also an element there, although you have to distinguish in some respects the British policy, which is based on their old colonial past, and U.S. policy, which sometimes plays into these British games. Tony Blair had probably a bigger influence over George Bush than people think, and I think he saw himself as the brains and the United States and Bush as the brawn in terms of the Iraq War and various manipulations that were conducted during the Bush administration. But certainly terrorism is used by forces in the West. I point specifically to the situation in London in order to keep a balance of power within the region as a whole and to pull out these terrorist groups whenever a country becomes too powerful or whenever they want to get at some leader who has wronged them.
Okay, you had the last word there. Thank you very much. Bill Jones, Executive Intelligence Review there from Washington. And, of course, Nader Mokhtar here in the studios in Tehran, columnist and commentator. Gentlemen, thank you both for your analysis.